I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Radio is sometimes the only way to take the gospel into unreached areas of the world. While Far East Broadcasting Company is already broadcasting in the Philippines, they're starting radio station number 9. But FEBC's Greg Harris says this one's different.
What's so exciting about this particular project is it is specifically designed for an evangelistic outreach to 14 different tribal groups in the northern part of Luzon Island.
$300,000 is needed for this 10,000-watt AM radio station. They hope to be on the air by July 1st. Go to our website if you want to help. Next, World Vision continues assisting nearly 100,000 people living in war-damaged homes to survive winter conditions in Lebanon. More than 15,000 families are receiving blankets, linens, fuel vouchers, plastic sheeting, heaters, and cooking stoves. In South Lebanon, World Vision teams helped provide clean water to more than 112,000 villagers. Their staff in Lebanon continues to serve as the hands and feet of Christ to the families and children in their 9 program areas. And Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says there are 2 great crates packed and ready to be sent to India in the next few days.
They are heading for 2 different seminaries to be used in their library as well as street evangelizing. Typically, it will have between 2,000 and 4,000 pounds of Bibles.
It's good news for the recipients, but the shipment also reveals a larger need for resources coming in. That's why Palmerton sees Operation Barrier Bookshelf as an ongoing means of involving the average American Christian in missions work. They're encouraging believers to share their unused Christian resources with believers elsewhere. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. I'm Ruth Bliss.